Well, let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. We get right to the heart of the matter. Hey, the UConn women won by 3 points last night. They were down
They played the Knicks?
No, they played Texas, and Texas is a pretty good team this year. But one of those situations where the crowd was crazy, and they got down by, like, I think 12 or 14 points, but came back to win the game. And it was funny because to hear Gino Auriemma talk about it, he said certain situations develop at certain times, and that's how your team learns to develop and become a team, is to deal with those different situations, and they move on.
Maybe there was a late-night party the night before or something.
Not with Gino's team. Not with Gino's team.
Maybe they went to Miami on a boat.
Not with Gino's team. They have to give up their cell phones when they play with him.
Isn't it sad that when a team almost loses its news?
I know.
Almost loses.
I know. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Well, anyways, what do we want to talk about this morning?
Well, the Knicks finally won a game on the road. They beat the Nets. Maybe they should play them more often.
That's right. I was going to say, that's not really on the road.
No, it's out of the Garden, so technically it is. But they won yesterday, I think it was, played by 15, beating Brooklyn. So the Knicks finally get another road win.
All right, hey, the Cavaliers lost again to the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. They'll be playing each other for the championship again. It's all anticlimactic.
So do you think the Patriots are going to lose all their assistant coaches this offseason?
It sounds like it. I mean, it used to happen to the 49ers and other teams every year. It's a wonder that the Patriots are able to keep McDaniel and Patricia this long. I think they're both going. I think they're both going to be going somewhere. You know, they've been where they were for so long. They know that the run with Brady's coming to an end eventually. They want to strike while the iron's hot, and now the iron's still hot. Yeah, I think they're both going.
All right.
I'm surprised the Giants aren't getting one of them.
I think the Giants will get one of them. I do. I think so.
I don't think so. It doesn't seem that way. It seems like they're not going to go there, and especially with an opportunity coming out now in Tennessee. I don't think you're going to see either one go to the Giants.
All right. Well, we'll see who they get then.
I don't know. Ray Hanley's looking better every day.
I don't think so. I don't think so. So anyway, where else do you want to go in sports?
There were a couple of hockey games yesterday, one involving the local team. The Bruins lost yesterday 3-2 in overtime to Dallas. And the Islanders, they got back on their winning ways finally yesterday. They beat Montreal 5-4 in overtime last night. So just like I said, just a couple of regular games for the locals yesterday, and today they get back into action again. Tonight we'll have today's Tuesday, right? Yeah. The Devils go to the Island and play the Islanders tonight. And the surprisingly hot Flyers come to town and play the Rangers tonight. So that should be a pretty good game, I think.
All right. And
in my opinion, the coach watch for the Rangers should begin. But we'll see how that plays out. I doubt that'll happen, but I think it should happen, because the Flyers, who got off to an awful start, they're 1 point behind the Rangers with a game in hand. So this is a big game. And the Metropolitan Division that all three local teams are in, it's a very mediocre division this year. Because remember what I said about making a comparison with the Rangers and the Blackhawks about a month and a half ago? Well, Chicago has one more point than the Rangers, and Chicago's in last place in the Central Division in the Western Conference. So it's a mediocre division, and the teams are playing very very bad. So tonight's a big game for both of these teams, both going in different directions. The Flyers are trying to crawl themselves back into a race, and the Rangers is just trying to figure themselves out.
All right, so reading through some of the articles written, I finally saw a non-hysterical article written about the last play in that Super Bowl.
What Super Bowl?
Not Super Bowl, in the game on Sunday against New Orleans and Minnesota.
a non-hysterical article?
Yeah, well, you know how the sports writers and sports just makes...
Oh, sensationalize yeah. it. Mm-hmm.
And it said that forget blaming the player for but the defensive coordinator who set up that defensive scheme, well, it was just a huge mistake. You just put all your, it would be like you're protecting against somebody throwing a Hail Mary. You just put everybody back and you only have three people rush. You know?
Yeah, but even I mean, you can't blame the defensive coordinator because you have to blame the individual. He's the guy that blew the play. Not if he did what he was supposed to do, even with if it was a bad call by the defensive coordinator, all he had to do was put his hands on the guy instead of trying to throw himself through him, and they win the game. It's no matter how you boil it down, that defensive back blew it.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is let him catch the ball, and hold on to him. That's all, and the game's over.
Yeah, it's like bases loaded. 3-2, two outs, 4-3, bottom of the ninth in the World Series, and the catcher misses a called third strike. I mean, you can't blame anybody but the catcher. Here, you can't blame anybody but that defensive back. He blew it. He blew it. Whatever was going through his head, he blew it. Plain and simple.
Man, what a life-changing experience.
Bad. Unbelievable.
I feel bad for the kid. I know he's a rookie. He's a rookie. He's,
like you said yesterday, he's up there with Joe Pisarcik.
He certainly is.
Joe's got company after 40-some-odd years. He's got company.
Being solo on top, that's exactly right.
now they're neck and neck.
I'll put him in as a tie. I'll put him in as a tie.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say one was worse than the other because they both accomplished the same thing. The only difference, one was a playoff game, and, it's bad business.
Real bad. All right, we didn't even, what did we both go, 1-3 last weekend?
Yeah, we didn't want to talk about that,
no,
right?
No, we didn't. I didn't even put that up, that's right. I am 1-7, or 2-6 playoffs. Terrible.
Yeah, let me see. I got it here somewhere. I don't know. It's too dark.
I think I've won one game each weekend. I think
last week I was 2-2, and this week I was 1-3. So yeah, I'm doing great.
Yeah, so you are 3-5,
mm-hmm.
And I am 2-6.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, I'm sure a lot of other people are in the same boat.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The NFL, the fix is in.
Oh, gosh.
Now this week, everybody's saying how they're going to go, how Jacksonville's going to go to New England, and they got Coughlin, the guy that couldn't coach. All of a sudden, the guy that couldn't coach the Giants is a genius.
Yep.
They're going to go to New England, and they got this, and they got that. New England wins 35-10.
You know, I just sit here. When you said that, and I saw all these announcers talking about Tom Coughlin. He brought the coach with this. But Tom, you know that Coughlin's got to be sitting there, and just smiling, thinking about Tish and Mara. You just he's sitting there in the playoffs, going to the NFC Championship game, and to the AFC Championship game. And the Giants are home with what was it 2 or 3 wins this year? I forget it was so bad. Three wins. Gosh, three
what?
Wins.
The Giants. I mean, Coughlin made some mistakes, but the horses he had were bad horses, and it was all the GM's fault. And the Giant brass refused to get rid of the GM, and now you see the results of it. Blossom this year. They had a couple of injuries, yeah, okay, but you had your defense didn't have injuries, and they were god-awful.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I think Coughlin had the team last year that they had. They, instead of being 11-5, they probably would have been 12-4 and advanced.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
He couldn't tame the wild lions. And
you're right, the young lions, you're right.
So... the wild lions this year were out, so that was an equation you didn't have to think about. Who knows? Who's to say? But this year's team was bad, and it's all on the GM's fault because of the. I mean, even with the players that they got that were out and are supposed to be good players, the integrity of those players are questionable at best. So the Giants drafting has been the problem with this team right now, and some of their free agent moves. And now you've got to see what this GM can do, if he can clean house, hopefully, and get some new blood in there that want to play football more than they're interested in themselves.